What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bobapedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bobapedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Do you think when they wrote that song, these guys were like, "Oh crap, it's a hit. Now we got to sing it like for the rest of our lives." Like, oh no. The da-da-da-da song. Okay, okay. Anyway, hi, Monday.
It's the easiest
Tuesday.
To remember the words.
I know.
It's the best song ever. Genius.
Genius, but to have now you're locked in. You got to play it. You got to sing it the rest of your life.
I wonder if all artists probably have that same, "Oh man, this song again."
I know, right?
Probably get sick of it. Do they? I don't know.
They probably think, okay, I'm making money on it still. You know?
That's right. In today's economy, that's a win.
Exactly. And it's Tuesday on 98.9 The Buzz. Hope your Memorial Day was dry-ish. Man, what a crappy weekend. I'm like, oh, yesterday turned out great, though. Like, later in the
yesterday day. Yesterday was nice. Yeah. Yes. And the Memorial Day parades.
Yes.
It was yesterday. Right? They took place yesterday.
Yeah.
Most of them, mm-hmm. Right? All of them. So that was good. That the weather cooperated when it was supposed to.
Exactly.
But good Lord, you're right, though. It was just, I have never seen rain like that before. Saturday, it was just relentless.
I know, it just kept coming and coming. Like, oh my God. But today, and this is great because now it's like short week, right? It is going to be plenty of sun and 82 degrees. You thought yesterday was awesome. Even awesomer-ish. Is that the word? I don't know. Anyway, yeah, today, 82 degrees for the high. It's starting off around 55 or 60 right now, so that's good. So we're good, all right? It's coming up on 6 o'clock now. It's Spisano and Sandy. Welcome to, remember, it is Tuesday. It is the 26th.
All right? Spisano and Sandy.
Hi, you doing? It's Tuesday on 99 of Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. I hope your Memorial Day weekend was okay. I'm Scott Spisano, and there's Sandy Waters right there.
During the weekend, that definitely gave you the ick because your partner, let's say your husband, embarrassed you.
Mm-hmm.
Did he do this one thing to embarrass you? I think this is the surefire way that every wife is like, oh God, they roll their eyes. Like Taylor Swift did at the Cavaliers-Knicks game, playoff game on Saturday. Did you see what happened?
No. What?
I never felt closer to Taylor Swift.
I wasn't watching any basketball this weekend.
Okay, so this is going crazy, and social media is latching on to this.
Oh.
Travis Kelce, mm-hmm. there you could see him. Now, they're sitting, of course, courtside.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, Cavaliers playoff game in Cleveland.
Hold on a second. Can you
cutting out a little bit?
Yeah, I know. Can you hit your mic or something? Smack it.
Okay. He chugged a beer mm-hmm. on the Jumbotron. So he noticed that he was on the Jumbotron, and he stands up oh. and he chugs a beer yeah. like this, like Stone Cold Steve Austin style or something. Just like,
yeah.
like very like sports guy behavior.
Yeah.
And Taylor is sitting right there. Mm-hmm. She did not stand up. She didn't jump around, like cheer him on. She was sitting there, and her hand was over her eyes. Yeah. Like, I am humiliated, embarrassed. She's giving him, like, the fake, like, oh, isn't he cute? Meanwhile, between, like she's biting her teeth saying, shit, don't.
Oh, my God.
She just looked embarrassed. Now,
yeah.
The debate online is if she really was embarrassed or is social media leaning into that. But, girl, I feel you. I hate when my husband does that, too.
Like it's embarrassing. Like a bro dude thing, right?
Immediately gives me the ick, where I'm like, oh, God.
You mean when he used to jump into the bushes after drinking? Like we'd be walking down Park Avenue and we'd bush dive?
Yes. Yes. And, you know, we were dating at that time, so I was like, oh, he's so cute. But it still gave me the ick a little bit. He did it. Like, Taylor Swift was being embarrassed by yeah. her Travis uh-huh. Kelce on yeah. Saturday. I was being embarrassed by my husband because he was doing the same damn thing. We went to a friend's house.
Uh-huh.
He had one too many bourbons.
Uh-huh.
His eyes started to get, like, half open. You know, when you see someone, like,
a little glazy and wobbly.
I'm like, oh, God. Mm. Oh, God. He's saying things, doing things where I'm like, you are a 50-year-old man. You should not be
but he was
doing
let,
that.
He was
right
letting
now.
Loose.
Oh, I hate when he does it, but I'm like, well, I don't know.
You know what? I think us guys, I did that this weekend. I was the blowfish of Hootie and the Blowfish. I was just like, yeah, that's what I mean.
Your wife is probably so embarrassed.
Yeah, maybe, maybe not. Everybody else is doing it too, but we weren't driving anywhere. We're just hanging out on the deck. You know, even
well, I hope you weren't driving anywhere.
Obviously.
Thanks for adding that
to,
in there.
I have to qualify.
Thank
to
you.
As being a responsible tipsy person. And that's how guys let loose.
Yeah, we don't find it attractive.
It doesn't.
We're embarrassed
not that,
by
we're,
it.
We're not there to impress you about it.
Well,
that's,
yeah,
that's
it's
our
obvious.
Way. It's our way.
It's obvious. Anyone else? Okay, anyone listening right now where you think it's cute when your partner unapologetically is themselves and it's the sports guy
the bro dude
side of themselves
bro dude
is there a woman who's like, oh my God, I think that's so funny, because I want to say no, that woman doesn't exist.
We're not gonna ever stop doing that though,
even though you know it embarrasses your spouse. You won't.
No, we're past that. We're not thinking of you at that point. It just kind of like
that,
takes over.
Wow.
Sorry. It's true.
That was.
It's not all about you. And when it becomes about me or us guys, we just do our little, we blow up our steam like that.
It's so embarrassing. It's like, oh God, I want to go home.
Yeah, but conversely.
Find your own way home.
Yeah, but conversely, you know, women do it too in their own special way.
Yeah, but when women do it, we're funny and we're cute. When guys do it,
it's humiliating. My friend showed me a video. He's over at his buddy's house, and you know they're doing their thing. And his wife had a couple too many Tito's, and they're in the kitchen. He's taking video, just snickering. He's taking video of her, and their friends had two teenage daughters, and they were doing some TikTok video in the kitchen. Like they put the thing, and girls behind, the wife is behind them trying to mimic their dance and be like, hey.
Okay, I'm going to say it. If you're a mom, if you're a dad, if you're a parent, that's it. Those days are done. Hang it up. You look ridiculous.
Nah,
you look stupid.
Don't be so square, Sandra.
Yeah, no, it's not square. It's like you can have fun, but you got to know you're caught off. There's a certain line you have to draw in the sand. Because
you may not have fun in front of your children. How dare you?
You can have fun. You look stupid.
It doesn't matter.
You look ridiculous.
Well, anyway.
And it's not attractive. Unless this is a double standard where guys find it cute and funny because, oh my God, look at my wife. She's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
And women are just annoyed by it. It might be. It might be the double standard.
Oh, we love it. We think it's hilarious. He saved that video. He showed it to me. He showed it to all his friends. Look at that. Crazy.
We don't love it. Not one woman is going to call up being like, I love it. It's so funny when my husband.
If I had a Jenny to chug right now, I would do it in front of you. I'd crush the can on my forehead and go to break.
It was Travis Kelce and Josh Allen did it too. Remember at the Sabres game?
Yeah, he did it to get the crowd jacked.
Yeah, I could feel the ick. I could feel his wife being like, oh, God, that's the man I married. Lucky me. Girls, stand back. He's all mine.
Spazano and Sandy.
Wait, don't tell me.
Yes.
But tell me.
So, this is a story from someone who lives in the Greece area. So this is a real story. Now follow along and you have to try to guess how the story ends.
Okay.
Mom gets home from a doctor's appointment.
Mm-hmm.
She pulls into the neighborhood.
Okay.
And she was stunned, shocked to see her son at the neighbor's house. She had to do a double take because this is a neighbor who just moved into the neighborhood.
Okay.
Never met them before. The woman who lives there is barely home. And here she is. She caught her son on the lady's property doing what? How does the story end?
Oh, wow. New neighbor, never met him. Does the lady have kids? Is her whole family there? Or just a woman? Or
I believe there's this woman does have kids.
Okay.
I don't know how many, but I believe she does have kids. I don't know if she has a husband, though. He wasn't mentioned in this,
right,
in this post.
So mom pulls into the driveway and sees the son next door on their property.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing something.
Mm-hmm.
What is he doing?
Mm-hmm.
Now, why would she write this on social media if it wasn't like crazy wild? So I'm not going to say like mowing the lawn because he's being nice. I'm not going to say that because that's nobody would write that because that's boring. What was he doing?
This is from Greece. Someone who lives in Greece.
That has something to do with it.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
I was going to say, it's from Greece. Okay. And you know what that means? I don't.
You take some time to think about
all right.
it. You as well, if you want to join in and give us your guess, 818-2899. How does the story end?
98.9 The Buzz.
Evening. Buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bobapedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bobapedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hey, it's 98.9 The Buzz, Pizarro and Sandy. Wait. Don't tell me. Wait is what we call this. It's a 98.9 The Buzz. Sandy.
If you're just joining us, this is the story, an actual real story from somebody who lives in Greece.
Okay.
And it's a mom who posted to social media. She was getting home from a doctor's appointment. She pulls into the neighborhood and she was stunned, shocked to see her son at the neighbor's house. Mm-hmm. Now, it's the new neighbor who they have never met before, just moved in, the woman who lives there, barely home. And here she is. She caught her son on this lady's property. Mm-hmm. Doing what? How does the story end?
You know, this is like the opposite of like keep a PG, right? It's like,
well, wait, no, we never go above PG here on the show. You're not allowed to. FCC holds us to that.
Well, yeah.
And anyone you want to join in, 818-289.
Yeah, call us up. When you saw the result, you're like, oh my God, this is perfect for wait, don't tell me, because Scott will probably never guess it.
I thought it was. Yeah, sure.
In a way. So, like, I want to say, like, maybe this kid, I don't know how old he is, but, like, I wanted to say that he was mowing the lawn. But, like I said before, that's too normal of a thing. No one would be so shocked as to try to put it out there to the world for everybody to know. Mm-hmm. He was. I got to get out of the landscaping mindset, because that's what everybody did this weekend. He was climbing their pine tree?
Okay. Is that your final answer?
I don't know. He was sitting on their porch smoking a cigar.
Oh man, now we're going. Okay. Which one is it? That's good. That's a good guess too.
Oh, it is?
That would shock a parent.
He was making out with the new neighbor's daughter.
Oh, that would be good gossip. That's good neighborhood gossip. But would mom post about that?
True. Would mom post about that? Okay.
Well, maybe mom would. Maybe mom would, because she's like, oh my God.
Yeah, right? You know what? I'm not going to say he was sitting there sucking face with this new girl next door, but maybe he was sitting on the porch talking to the daughter.
Even though up to the point that I read, there was no daughter in the story that I read so far.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe with the woman herself? No.
Whoa,
okay.
Hey.
You're going to say he is sitting on the front porch with the daughter.
Yeah, like making new friends next door, like the girl next door. And that is my final answer.
Okay. She saw her son mowing their yard.
Oh, God, come on. I was going to say that.
I know.
I was going to say
you
it.
You nailed it.
That was my first choice.
She said
damn it.
The rest of her post was she saw her son mowing their lawn, not asking if they needed to be mowed or wanted it to be mowed. He did it out of the kindness of his heart because she's never home, always working to provide a nice home for her kids. Now she'll come home and wonder who mowed her grass.
Oh, my God.
Look and I picked that story because that was one of those, aw, and this was a proud mama moment that I wanted to help her share.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome.
Her teenage son just took it upon himself to help a neighbor out, and that's a cool awe feeling.
Was it, like, did it really need it really bad? And, like, he's just like,
oh, you know what? I didn't even pay attention to the grass. I was just trying to look at the kid's face. You couldn't really tell it was a blurry picture.
Oh,
you could tell mom's you could tell mom's doing, like, a peeping time type thing.
Oh, yeah,
she's kind of looking from afar
to get pictures. There was evidence. There was photo evidence of it.
Yeah, it was a picture that she posted of her son, and then she gushed about how proud she is. And it is wild when you catch your kids doing something where it's like, oh, my gosh, okay, good. I did a good job raising my kid.
Yes.
You do something that just totally throws you off.
Yes.
Because
yes.
it's so kind.
When you didn't even have to ask them
when
to.
When you didn't even have to tell them.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for them. All right. It's 647 on 98.9 The Buzz. Fiziano and Sandy.
All right. Coming up after 7 o'clock, women who are in their 40s or 50s, listen up. And if your wife is around that age, this is a real legitimate scary problem.
Okay, keep it right there on the Buzz.
98.9 The Buzz.
You look outside or you're driving right now, you're just like, this just what I've been this weekend. What I've been.
I know. Well, yesterday was nice.
Yeah, 99
ended
Buzz.
Up being nice.
Yes, it's Sam and Sandy. Today's sunshiny, 82 degrees.
Oh, I love it. Okay, women, if you're in your 40s or 50s, if you are a guy who your wife is in her 40s or 50s, this is a real problem.
It's a real
this is
thing.
The most. It really is. And it's one of those things where you think, oh, my God, this is just me. It's just happening in my little world. And it's just extremely frustrating for me. Nope. It's a legitimate issue. The estrogen patch shortage is becoming widespread.
The what shortage?
The estrogen patch, the hormone replacement therapy. And from CBS Mornings, they had an expert on why there's a shortage. Now, before we play this clip, to catch you up, if you're not familiar. So when you're going through perimenopause, menopause, you drop, your estrogen levels drop. So that changes your entire mood and, like, everything about you, even for you as the person dealing with this, feels different. If you're a spouse, you can see the difference sometimes.
Yeah.
But a lot of doctors are now recommending an estrogen patch. So it supplements our low supply of estrogen.
Sure.
Okay. So now this is the CBS Mornings expert, why there's a shortage.
Well, these are not things, these are not pills you can just stamp out on a machine. So estrogen patches are built in layers. So you have the adhesives, you have the drug release layers, and the factories that make these don't just flip a switch and start producing. It can take years to actually get one of these lines up and running. Oh, and they're also generic products with low profit margins. So there wasn't much reason for manufacturers to get ahead of this. Since 2020, we have seen an over 200% increases in demand related to shifting science. And so that's also helped drive these shortages.
So how long could this shortage last?
Well, it could be as long as 3 years. It takes time.
As long as 3 years.
What?
Three?
No! All the humanity!
What? Because the profit margin wasn't there. They didn't get ahead of it. See, this is what's frustrating. Is this another example of how women's health takes a freaking backseat again?
Now, hold on. I'm going to stick up for science for a second here.
Don't stick up for science. Stick up for the manufacturer. Science is there.
I'm just saying, if there's probably a lot of women involved in this whole world of medicine that deals with female medical issues.
She said the pharmaceutical companies did not get ahead of it because the profit margin wasn't there.
And now the profit margin is there. Now so everybody wants
3 years?
Jeez.
Oh my God. Now I am telling you, because I am going through this right now, mm-hmm. and I thought it was just me. I thought it was just my insurance and my pharmacist that like pharmacy mm-hmm. that they like, I'm today is my last patch and I do not have any more. And
oh,
we need
no.
to figure this out
oh,
soon
no.
by Friday.
Are you taking a vacation anytime soon?
Because really, seriously, I experimented like going off the patch. I was telling you about it. I'm very open about it
the
air because mm-hmm. I know a lot of women are dealing with this. I was experimenting going off the patch for a little bit because I felt bloated and my vanity means more than anything. So, but
like
I
we said, Sandy, like we said, vanity over sanity.
I am telling you, it made a huge difference. At least it did for me.
What way? In what way? You're being general. What changed?
When for that week, or uh-huh. and estrogen is slow.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It slowly gets into your system, mm-hmm. so it's not like night and day difference.
Right. So I'm
like
taking an aspirin, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. It like my brain fog came back, something fierce where mm-hmm. I would be talking. You probably heard it on the air. I'd be talking and my entire vocabulary wiped clean. I didn't. It was like a black chalkboard. It was like I couldn't see any. I couldn't think. It was wild.
Wow. Yeah.
And I was so freaking depressed and emotional.
The amount of shoes that Sandra threw at me on Thursday was an uncanny.
No, I had no patience.
There's dents in the wall back here.
Which leads me to this. This is where I want to land. Has this happened to anyone listening? The gray divorce.
What's that? Gray divorce.
So experts are saying they're piecing it all together. And there is a thing called the gray divorce, or some people call it the Meno divorce, M-E-N-O divorce. It happens during the late 40s.
Oh, like Meno.
Meno divorce. That's right.
Menopause, I see.
Yeah, Meno divorce. Sorry. See how dumb I am? it happens when women are in their 40s to 60s during perimenopause and menopause years.
Right.
Where they get divorced because they just don't feel it anymore. Or, you know, you'll hear guys say, oh, she's just changed. And women are like, I can't stand him. It's just driving me nuts. And now experts are saying, oh, my gosh, wait a minute. If you had only gone on the estrogen patch or hormone replacement therapy, you mm-hmm. could have saved your marriage.
Damn, it's that bad, huh? And so it's the women that go through menopause that want out. It's not the guys who are like, I can't put up with you anymore. I'm out.
I think it might be. And I don't know if anybody has been through this. 818-2899, reflecting back on your divorce now. I think it's a little bit of both. Like I've heard women my age say, the things that I could handle or found cute about my husband drives me batty insane and I can't take it anymore. And I'm hitting my breaking point. I'm just not going to suck it up and smile anymore.
Guys have to understand this. I think the education curve was way low for men understanding what you go through. Can I ask a question? Is it kind of like constant PMS in a way?
You know, yeah, I guess so. It's a hormone, because PMS is hormones.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. you just can't help yourself. It's just mm-hmm. you may not even notice you're changing. And, you know, I really appreciate you saying that, Scotty, that guys need to understand it, too, because this is not, hey, babe, it's your problem.
Oh,
you deal with it. Well, it needs to be a couple's going in and learning as much as they can about it.
If there's a conversation and a like almost like, hey, honey, like this is happening, please understand. You know, even as simple as that, that'll lessen the blow of like you biting my head off and I didn't realize what I just did kind of thing.
Okay, say take that last part out. Just do the part where you want to be involved. Did the
I
whole bite
involved.
My head off?
Well, when you bite
we
my
hate
head
that.
Off.
That's a trigger.
Okay, all right, here we go. Turn up the volume on that patch, girl. We're going down.
Messages are coming in. I stayed in a marriage for years thinking I was just becoming unhappy. Looking back now, I honestly think perimenopause was part of what I was going through, mm-hmm. and nobody talked about it at that time.
Yeah. Man.
Oh, look at this. Okay. This conversation just smacked me in the face with a reality I didn't know existed. My wife for a while has now become a different person. Oh, wait, my notification just popped up. Mm-hmm. She is not, to my knowledge, on any hormone replacement. We are in separation, in the separation stage. And I wonder if I could do more. Yes. The answer is yes.
Which is?
Yes, you can.
Okay. Give us that. This is a $1,000 question. What can we do?
Well, I think don't be so, I don't know, really. And I don't know if you could say to her, hey, babe, I think you're going through perimenopause. I'm not sure if that's the right approach either. But I don't know. I guess a conversation is important to have.
My wife is currently going through this. And she's always had she had to have her thyroid removed because of a cancer scare. So she's on these specific hormones.
Okay.
So they're fine tuning it. But we talk about it every so often. And this weekend something was, I don't even know what it was, but I was like, I was just like, I could do nothing right. And I just like kind of kept my head down and just like did my thing. And then she was leaving the camper yesterday. And was kind of tense, and I'm just doing my thing. I'm like, and she beeps the horn. I come over to her at the car. She's like, I'm sorry, and she gave me a kiss. I think she kind of realized.
I was just gonna say that when we get in those moments, like, you know how much guilt we feel, like when we lash out and we don't even know why, like something comes over us, and it doesn't make it right. I get it, it is a thing where it's like an out of body experience, and then we have so much guilt. At least I do. I feel horrible. I'm like, that is not me. That wasn't me. What just happened?
Is there a safe word you could use? You guys have fun with a funny safe word? Like if you realize it or something, you could be like.
Maybe we just, I don't, like, you know what? I don't know.
Onomatopoeia.
Okay, that's our safe word.
One of the flare rods.
I don't know. So anyhow, any other woman dealing with it, I guess we can go to our OBGYN and ask for another way to get the estrogen. It's not only the patch. There's a couple other methods that you can get, a pill form or a spray form. Or
spray form?
I don't know what the spray form means. I don't know.
You put on your pits?
I'm not sure.
Hold on a second. I'm feeling it.
Not every choice is clear, so we're putting it to the test on Spezzano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
On the buzz? Yep.
This message coming from the Buzz fam, Crystal. And she posted this to the video on social media when we were debating, is friendly flirting friendly? When does friendly become flirting and flirty become friendly? Okay, that whole thing. And that's still a debate and it's still going crazy on social media.
Yeah.
But Crystal dropped a little gem in there among all the comments. And she said, what about this, Jerker Justified? I hate when people say, you look better when you smile. Or it doesn't hurt to smile.
Ooh.
Anything like that.
Ooh.
Now, she says she hears it from guys. She has heard it from guys before. And she goes, that drives me insane. I go, oh, good one. Jerker Justified. What do you think about that?
You look better when you smile.
Yeah, you look better when you smile. You look pretty when you smile. Or you look good when you smile.
Yeah.
Doesn't hurt to smile.
Oh,
you
my
know
God.
There's everybody has that person in their life who says that.
Okay, vote now, 818-2899.
I don't know if this is only a guy thing. Is it only guys who say this? Have I ever said that? Have I ever said that to you? Have I ever said that to a guy?
I'm never really that grumpy where I don't have a smile on my face most of the time. I do anyway.
Maybe I say it to my husband. Hold on a second.
Oh,
maybe
no.
There's moments where I'm like...
He's my danger, right? So he's got permafrost.
Oh, he's so angry.
All right, let's take your first call on the line. Hi, Buzz. Thanks for holding. Is it Jerk or Justified to say that?
It's totally justified.
Oh, good. Yay.
You just hit the nail on the head by saying you're not that grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people are grumpy.
Yeah.
And it's a nice way to say, could you just smile and have some fun?
Right.
For goodness sakes. Right. Like, get out of your mood, whatever.
See?
Have fun or go home.
You know, I was almost afraid to bring this up, but I'm on your side. I think it's justified.
It's totally justified.
What do you think is
a nice way to say it?
What do you think is really going to happen? If I am miserable and you fired up Trish in line at Wegman says, hey, lady, you look better when you smile, all of a sudden I'm going to put a smile on my face? No, I'm going to be more annoyed.
Well, yeah, if it was some stranger. But if it's someone you know, then I think you get the hint, you know?
Oh, okay. So if it's you give permission if you know that person.
Yeah.
Coworker?
Yeah,
can we do coworker?
Would I say it to a coworker?
Yeah.
It depends on how long I've been working with them and what kind of relationship we have. You know?
There's not really a depends here in Jerk or Justified.
Okay. I know it can't depend. I do know that. But I thought the whole court was about someone we knew saying that to us. So that's,
okay.
I'm getting back to that.
Okay,
you changed
registered.
The rules there, Sandy.
I love this. Bye, Trish.
Bye.
Goodbye. Keep that smile on your face. 818-2899. I just checked. We got some voice messages here, Sandy.
Oh, Crystal, thank you for bringing this up. Yes, that is my biggest pet peeve. You never know what kind of day someone is having. Telling them to smile can come off as very, very annoying. Jerk.
Hey, good morning, annoying. Guys. I'm going to say jerk, and the reason I'm saying that is because I was actually let go from a job years and years ago for not smiling enough.
No.
So for me, that's very irritating to me. Thank you. Have a good day.
What?
That's from listener Karen. That's a lawsuit, Karen. It must have been a long time ago.
You can get fired if you're not smiling at work. Well, what kind of job, Karen? You got to give us more. Is it customer service? Is it
actually, she was
front
a clown.
Facing?
She was a clown.
Well, there's a crying clown.
Right, yes.
Okay, so we're at a hung jury. Let me look at messages in 818-2899. Justified. I think people are reading too much into it. Most people saying it are trying to be friendly, not offensive.
Exactly. Hi, the boss. Good morning. Jerk of Justified.
I got to say, completely and totally justified.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I'll tell you, the rationale is, and I have said it, but the best way of putting it is, it takes less muscles to smile than it does to frown.
Oh, I hate when people say that. Add it to the list. Crystal's annoyed if she's listening.
We mean it in good faith. We're not being it to be mean. We're not saying it to be mean. And if you're a little grumpy, that would be my way to make you like, you know.
It doesn't work, though. That's not the way to make someone all of a sudden, oh, okay, because both of you think I should use less muscles than a smile.
I'll tell you, whenever I have said that to a young lady or an older lady, it's always meant in a positive tone because they are so much prettier if they do. And you know what? I disagree, Sam, because you usually get a big smile or a smirk out of them.
Right.
At that point.
Yeah.
Why did you just say you say this to women? What about men?
Fine. Not a problem.
Yeah.
But I would feel funny walking up to a guy and saying, smile, you look better. I mean,
I want to see that.
You look better when you smile, dude.
Now, hold on a second. That would make all of us smile. Saying that to a dude.
If Shiva get Mark, man, I had to think about that.
Right.
Came up to you, a guy, and said, hey, dude, you look better when you smile.
Yeah, that's good. That's funny.
Thank you, bud.
All right. You sealed the deal.
Have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Sorry, Crystal.
Don't take it so hard.
The verdict is
smile.
Justified.
Justified.
Jerk. Or justified. 99 The Buzz.
Okay, coming up after 8 o'clock, can you see yourself signing up for this?
Mm-hmm.
A luxury boutique style cruise departing from Oswego.
Oswego! Okay, it's 99 The Buzz.
Spisano and Sandy.
It's Spisano and Sandy on The Buzz.
Jeez. You were not friends with him when he came to town.
I did not like him when he came to town to perform that song. Anyway, it's Spisano and Sandy 809. We're looking at a beautiful day. God, it's sunny and 82 today. Probably
fantastic.
The warmest it'll be all week, but I mean, we'll be in the high 70s tomorrow. So we'll be good.
Okay, can you see yourself signing up for this? A luxury boutique style cruise departing from Oswego.
What?
Listen,
did. It departed on Saturday. It's a legit thing. It's a real deal. And the price tag is just, you know, $8,000 to $10,000.
Oh, you smack. Really?
$8,000 to $10,000. About 130 people. So they try to keep it intimate. It's a nine-day all-exclusive, or excuse me, a nine-day all-inclusive guided Great Lakes vacation.
Oh, when did it take off?
On Saturday, but there's a couple other. There's a couple of.
It was so crappy on Saturday. I was right up near Oswego. It was horrible.
A couple more opportunities for you if you like this, but they go to Clayton.
Yeah.
And then the Thousand Islands.
Beautiful.
Then Rochester.
Okay.
Then Niagara Falls. And then they end in Buffalo.
Huh.
And the trip includes local excursions to museums and a winery.
Okay.
Luxury accommodations. Every cabin has a balcony on this ship. Full meals included. Guided excursions in each port, which includes the museums. And I think Susan B. Anthony House is on one of those.
That's cool, yeah.
Pre-cruise hotel stay in Syracuse.
Oh, hey now, how about that? Yeah. The Great Salt Lake of Central New York.
$8,000 to $10,000, depending.
Per person.
Yes.
Not for a couple.
Right.
Huh.
Wait, hold on. I didn't think about that. $8,000 to $10,000 a person?
Is it?
Well, it just says the price tag, $8,000 to $10,000. So okay. I guess I'm assuming because that's how they package these things, right?
And it sold?
Yes.
Well,
it didn't officially say we are sold out, but it says close to selling out.
Wow. And they cast off on Saturday from Oswego.
Yep, they did. Yes. How do we feel about this? Can you see yourself signing up for this?
If I had...
Be honest now. No filters.
If I had the money, yeah, I'd do it. I love the history of Lake Ontario, especially Thousand Islands. That's cool.
You got the money.
I don't have $8,000 to $10,000 on me.
If you want to go, you will make it happen because this is pretty much the same as a Disney trip. Vacations are expensive for a family, so you could, if you really wanted to. That's your way of saying you think this is a dumb idea.
I see this as one of those, like, you've seen, and I've always wanted to, I see the commercials for those flat riverboat tours that go through Europe, and they're like adults only.
Okay, that's Europe. This is Rochester, Buffalo, and Syracuse.
Yeah, but...
And the Thousand Islands. Listen, here's my question. Who is doing this? Like, the price tag is the price tag. Why? Because they want to make it like an exclusive high end.
Right.
I kind of appreciate this. I love this idea because it makes it bougie. Don't jump on my bandwagon.
No,
it makes it bougie because it's so overpriced. It's ridiculous.
Right.
And the rich people will be like, yeah, that's right, because I can't afford to do this. And we all have that friend who loves to showboat and act like they have more than us. And so we all have that friend. In our group that would
Did you notice they didn't market it around here? This is the first I've heard of it. I think they marketed it down in like New York City and Philadelphia and other places.
So what are people flying in?
Probably.
To Syracuse Airport?
Yeah. Syracuse has got a nice airport.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. Listen, I love this idea for the person who will pay for it, which I don't know who that person is.
And I know that person.
Who do you think is that person that would sign up for this?
That person is not you. I know that for a fact.
Well, here's the thing. I was going to say, I love this idea for the person who will pay for it. Because it is cool to say this exists in our region.
Yeah.
Because it is so unique and it is so bougie.
Mm-hmm.
100%. Absolutely no chance of me buying this, though.
Right, exactly.
I am not spending $10,000.
I'm just like,
a history lesson.
I feel for, now there is an audience for this. It's a niche audience, but I feel for this person or people or company who have this idea, and I pray it works for them. I just am a little triggered because we had this thing called Fast Ferry.
The Fast Ferry was great.
That was really great, and it just went like that.
Yeah,
you know?
They didn't set it up right. They didn't manage the money right.
To my knowledge, it was a quicker trucking route disguised as a great transportation to Toronto.
Well, here's the question then. Do you like cruises? Because I detest cruises.
There's
no way you're getting me on this boat no matter what.
First of all, if it's a new boat, that makes all the difference in the world to me. And I think that because I've been on two cruises in my life, and they're both Disney cruises, I kind of feel like I'm spoiled that any other cruise I go on is going to be like dumpy.
Oh, look at him, Abu. Maybe you are good for the 10K.
Not Disney, but dumpy.
I don't like the idea of you get to your port, because this is what happens. They'll stop down in Rochester, and then they'll stop down in the morning, and then they have like till, 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever you want. Go on the excursions. If you want to come to the Susan B. Anthony house or George Eastman house, come with us. Otherwise, do your thing till 4 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't fully relax at each port. This is what drove me crazy when I went on the one cruise that I went on.
Where'd you guys end up going?
We get to St. Martin, and it's like, I'm looking at the freaking clock the entire time. Like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Relax, relax. You got 30 minutes. Relax. Well, it was horrible.
Yeah.
Because if you miss the ship, you're out. They ain't waiting for you.
I know. Then all you have to do is take Amtrak to Buffalo, then you can catch the ship there.
Oh, that's true. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
If you miss your excursion, you can always... All right. Well, no. What's this? Do you have the name of the cruise line or...
Well, it's just they're calling it the Great Lakes Vacation.
Oh, the Great Lakes Vacation.
The 9-day Great Lakes Vacation, and remaining 2026 departure dates include May 29th, June 5th, and August 27th.
There you go. Well, I give them all the credit, and I duly, truly hope that it works for them. I wouldn't buy it, but if I had that money, if I was that guy that had, hey, I made an extra 10 grand this month.
The best part of your morning that isn't coffee. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Parents are livid what happened at high school graduation. And I'm curious, what side are you on? Are you thinking that the parents are valid, or are they over-dramatizing what happened? It was two schools in Tennessee where the ceremonies were held outside on the football fields. Now, remember the weather that we had here in Rochester on Saturday?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much same deal at Tennessee.
Yeah.
It was torrential downpours.
Yeah,
I mean, stupid, ugly wet.
They had tornadoes, too.
It was insanity.
Yeah.
And the schools still chose to proceed outdoors instead of delaying or moving it inside. Kids had their outfits ruined, makeup hair destroyed, photos were basically, quote, washed out. And some families said this was a once-in-a-lifetime moment that got ruined. Parents are flipping out because the schools decided to keep it outdoors.
How would you feel?
How do you think? What do you think?
818-2899. You plan for stuff, right? You keep an eye on the weather. You plan accordingly, and you dress accordingly. There's no way they could have moved that football stadium-sized audience into their auditorium.
Well, they can. They absolutely can, but they're going to have to limit how many guests. You know what I mean? Like, whose graduation was it? Where it's like, okay, if we keep it outdoors, everybody can come. If it goes indoors, then it's limited to two people.
Right.
Maybe was it my sister's college graduation at SUNY Brockport? Did they do it like that?
Therefore, they can't undo everybody, all the grandma, grandpa, uncles, cousins that were planning on doing the outside thing, and all of a sudden say, oh, sorry, I know you traveled all the way from, Nashville, but you can't come.
So you say they have no choice.
They had no choice. They had to do it. They locked in. Now dress accordingly. I think it was fine.
Listen, I'm not mad about the rain. I'd be mad that the adults looked at the forecast, saw that the storm was rolling in. This isn't rain. Mm-hmm. This is torrential downpour.
This was constant.
Not forgiving wetness.
Right. Yeah.
And still decided to gamble with a once-in-a-lifetime moment. One moment, one stage walk. Instead of celebrating, everybody was so distracted with like how wet it was. And then grandmas are falling off the bleachers because it gets slippery. Like it was just
really,
it was unnecessary. Yeah, I don't, I
could they even cancel it in time?
I'm telling you, they can say, hey, like
to
you
who?
Can, no, you go into it. Okay, this is where the graduation is. If it rains, then it goes inside, and then everyone gets two tickets.
Oh, they could have planned it like that.
Don't all graduations do that? Am I making this up?
Or a rain date.
Or a rain date.
Yeah.
Somebody who has had a recent grad, tell me how this works, because I kind of have a feeling that's how it works. And excuse me, if my kid is graduating, like I was watching the videos, it was sheets of rain. I would not even watch my own kid graduate. I'd be like, I'll wait for you in the car.
Oh, God.
Lie to her and say that I watched it. I don't want to sit out there.
It was so beautiful. I got you on video. So you're a tiny little dot. It's
gorgeous. I mean, these grads are like, their names are being called as if nothing, like the inflection in the speaker's voice was like, Scott Spisano. Like it was totally like they were not bothered at all. Meanwhile, they're like mascaras rolling down their cheeks. It's like just ugly. Nobody wants to look ugly on graduation day.
Nobody said anybody in Tennessee was that smart.
Spisano and Sandy.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green. And when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Can you believe Bob's Discount Furniture opened 35 years ago? Back in 1991, landlines ruled the day. You could not binge watch your favorite shows, and podcasts were science fiction. A lot has changed since then, but Bob's is still doing things the Bob's way, bringing you top-tier style and features at 90s-era prices. Need to kick back? The Sedona Power Reclining Sofa is the ultimate relaxation station. Packed with genuine leather, power recline, built-in charging, cup holders, and Bob-a-pedic seating for just $12.99. You can even pair it with a matching love seat and recliner. And if you love hosting, the Homeworks dining set is built for summer parties with tons of hidden storage in the table and bench, plus comfy Bob-a-pedic foam for only $6.99. And don't miss the best-selling Cascade bedroom set. It features a trendy, reeded design, USB ports, felt line drawers, and three gorgeous finishes at only $250 per piece. Stop in this Labor Day weekend to celebrate 35 years of Bob's Discount Furniture.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I so wish we had that technology that I just mentioned. I don't know if you heard during the song, before this song, there's a Chinese tech company that says it's created an AI-powered pet translator that can turn your dog or cat sounds into actual human speech.
Well, and that would be legit.
And the reason, I'm not quite sure if it works, whatever, but if this actually worked, even my dog would say, "Mommy, don't push that button." It's 98.9 Buzz. Did I mention that? So my wife texts me, or she tells me before she leaves our camper yesterday, we drove separate. She took Ellie to go do something, I don't know, shopping. She goes, "You need to stay back because I ordered a fire pit for next weekend because me and my girlfriends are all getting together at the camper." I'm like, "Oh, cool. All right." Instacart from Dick's. I'm like, awesome, right?
Does she form it in as a question or a demand?
No, you need to wait.
You stay back. Wait for my delivery.
I'm like, well, when's it coming? You're getting all the notices, so you gotta, right? You gotta keep me in. Hour and a half later, my friend, she's okay, they're on their way. I'm like, okay. And then the lady, I gave her your phone number. Lady calls me. She's like, "Hi," and I'm talking to her how to get to her. She's right around the corner. And she's like, "You know, while I'm getting there, the fire pit you wanted, I picked it up, and it was $275. But when I brought it to the cash register, the guy's like, 'No, that's the wrong one.'" And I'm like, "What? What do you mean?" "Well, I had to go back." He goes, "This is the one that was ordered."
How much was the one that was ordered?
It was like, she goes, "But I got good news. It was like $110, but it's on sale for $90 today." So
that's sweet.
I'm like, great. Yeah.
She picked the $271, but your wife ordered the $90 one on sale. That's
right.
Legit,
yes,
savings.
Yes, it is. Until the lady pulls up and I walk out off, you know, onto the grass where she was parked, and she hands me with one hand a tiny little ashtray-sized fire pit.
Huh?
Wait, let me get this picture. I'm going to show you this thing. This is crazy.
Wait, what?
Okay, I'm going to show you a picture. Tell me what you see.
That's not even as big as their dog that's sitting on that woman's lap. Oh my God!
If you like,
that is the time. It's a tabletop. What do you call it? It's not a fire pit.
It's smaller than, it's like a candle.
It's a candle. That's what it was. It's a candle.
So you know the new Vortex fire pits that have like a rim around the top and the air comes into the bottom and it's smokeless and all that stuff? This is literally probably 6 inches.
Why is that $90?
Well, that's another thing. I'm like, Jesus. And you have to have pellets or tiny little pieces of wood to put in it and sit there and enjoy it. I'm looking at my I called my wife. I'm like, "Do you realize what you ordered?"
Wait, that's not even like a big tabletop. That's like a really mug right now is the same size.
Open your hand and from like flat and from your thumb to your little finger, that's about how big the opening is on this fire pit.
My wife thought she bought a fire pit. Come to find out, she actually bought a candle.
She actually bought a $90 s'mores maker.
That's insane. Oh no. So would it? Oh no.
So, but this is my point, guys. Does your wife order things, or your significant other order things without really checking out how big things are?
Don't
or
you delay. Dare.
No, she did
Don't
it with the couch.
Don't you dare make
she
this did a, it with that. A woman thing.
She
a
did
woman.
It with the couch, too. She did it with the one couch. She did it also with a table. And she just clicked. "Oh, that's a nice click." I'm like, "Oh, did you measure
Don't
it?" No.
You dare no. make this a gender thing.
I'm sorry, guys. Call me up, 818-2899. Guys, does your wife forget
she
to go
accidentally
to do that?
Probably clicked on the wrong thing. It was probably like one on top of each other of a list of fire pits, and she accidentally clicked that one.
Does it all the time.
There's no way she thought she saw those. She scrolled through those pictures of that fire pit.
I don't know if the picture was on the order. That's just the box I held up. I can hold it with one hand. A giant fire pit this big.
All my girlfriends are going to be sitting around it. We'll put it out in front of the
what
camper.
What did you do? Hold on. You probably mansplained. You probably told her, honey, you never measure.
No.
What did you do?
I did not say a thing. I said, just to let you know, it's probably not the biggest one. Maybe we can just put it on the table on the deck, and we can do s'mores from there. And I was like biting my knuckle. I'm like, don't say anything.
You can't even roast s'mores in that. It's too small. You got to do the miniature marshmallows.
Yeah, the tiny little ones you put in the hot chocolate.
That's
on a
like
toothpick.
It's like an American Girl doll accessory. What you bought there?
I didn't buy it
for $90.
And I'm like, hey. She did this to me earlier this weekend. It's my money. Okay.
Oh, she's good.
Then you take your money and buy
it. She's going to return it. She's got to return it.
Nope, she's keeping it. And she then she sends another screen cap of another fire pit, and it's 18 inches. It's like this big. I'm like, no, it's big. Gotta have it. You want a fire pit like we had last year? Same one, right? It's like 28 inches or 30 inches around. That's a fire pit. You can fit logs in it, not toothpicks to burn. Maybe it's just me. I love my wife. She's just button happy on to the next disaster.
I'm sure people can relate to that. You thought you were buying one thing and something else showed
exactly.
up.
Exactly. It's not like it's freaking it's like it's Temu or something.
Spisano and Sandy.
It wasn't. It was like Amazon. I'm like, oh. All right. Look before you punch, please. More than in
you.
Me. Yeah. I like that. I'm talking about the button. Yeah. All right. Well, enjoy your beautiful day. Sunshiny 82 today. Tomorrow it's going to be like 77, so it's going to be all right.
She's going to kill you.
I know.
That story.
I know she's probably in the shower right now, getting ready to leave. So
yeah,
we're good. We're good. Don't say anything.
Okay. If you miss anything from today's show, or if you're one of Jill's friends and you want to send this podcast to her,
stop.
Look what your husband was saying this morning about you ordering without measuring. It's all on the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, Spisano and Sandy or The Breakfast Buzz. We also have a YouTube channel, 98.9 The Buzz, if you want to see highlights from the show. Right now, we have to say, we out.
I just decided to change it. I had a we out ready to go, but I think I'll change it to we out like my wife's common sense.
Oh, no, you're dead. Like you. You're going to be dead. You're out.
We out. Goodbye. See you, bye.
Bye, baby.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.